The $200 million ice-capable ship is the first of its kind funded by the National Science Foundation in more than 30 years. During an opening of a special exhibit featuring the ship at the Museum of the North, UAF School of Fisheries Dean Mike Castellini likened taking over the ship to getting a new car, something he says doesn't happen often.
Can I ask you what your first car was?
Yeah, I still have it. A 1982 Mazda truck. I still drive it around in the summer.
A research vessel like the Sikulyak might be considered a step up from a 1982
Mazda truck. Yes, exactly.
There are still a few minor tests before all the documents are signed. Equipment on board the Sikulyak used to map the ocean floor can't be tested until the ship's actually in the ocean. The winches on board the ship also need to be tested at depths well beyond that in Lake Michigan, where the ship is currently docked. The Sikulyak will get its certification from the U.S. Coast Guard as part of the handover. The title transfers to the National Science Foundation, and UAF will become the ship's operator. Castellini says the university will be in charge of coordinating research projects aboard the Sikulyak for the next 8 years.
And so that means that scientists like from, University of North Carolina or University of Alaska or anywhere will write projects to the National Science Foundation or to what used to be the Minerals Management Service or to NOAA or in the Navy or somebody, and that'll pass through all the science reviews. And then our job as the operators is to coordinate that schedule with the rest of the fleet and, get the ship there and be able to do it.
Once it sets sail from the Wisconsin shore of Lake Michigan, it'll travel through the St. Lawrence Seaway and down the eastern seaboard. The Sikulyak will stop in Massachusetts for tests in the ocean before it sails south through the Panama Canal and north to Seward. It's set to dock in Alaska next February or March. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.